the real hurdle for Bitcoin payments for years. The conversation around using Bitcoin for everyday purchases has been dominated by discussions about network speed and transaction fees.
However, a growing consensus among industry leaders suggests that the primary barrier isn't technological, it's regulatory.
Specifically, the current tax policy in the United States creates a significant disincentive for people to spend their cryptocurrency.
While scaling solutions like the Lightning Network continue to improve Bitcoin's transaction speed and cost efficiency, their adoption for daily payments is hampered by this foundational tax issue.
Why would merchants and consumers go through the hassle of integrating a new payment system if its use automatically generates a tax reporting obligation for the customer?
The path forward requires a two-pronged approach: technological innovation to make Bitcoin fast and cheap, and regulatory reform to create a framework that facilitates, rather than hinders, its use.
The tax problem, a disincentive to spend the core issue, lies in how the U.S.
Internal Revenue Service, IRS, treats cryptocurrency.
Under existing law, Bitcoin is classified as a property asset, not a currency.
This classification has profound implications for everyday users.
Every time someone uses Bitcoin to buy a cup of coffee or pay for a service, it is considered a taxable event.
The user must calculate the capital gain or loss based on the difference between the purchase price of the cryptocurrency and its fair market value at the time of the transaction.
This creates an administrative nightmare for the average person.
Tracking the cost basis for every small transaction and reporting it to the IRS adds immense complexity and friction.
It's far easier to use traditional cash or credit cards, where no such immediate tax liability is triggered by the act of spending.
For example, if someone buys Bitcoin for $10,000 and later uses it to purchase a $50 item, the IRS would treat this as a taxable event.
The user would need to calculate the gain or loss based on the $10,000 cost basis versus the $50 value of the item.
This process is not only cumbersome, but also time-consuming, requiring meticulous record-keeping and compliance with complex tax regulations.
The burden of this paperwork discourages individuals from using Bitcoin for everyday transactions, effectively stifling its potential as a medium of exchange.
The U.S.
tax policy's treatment of cryptocurrency as property is a major obstacle to its adoption as a payment method.
Unlike traditional currencies, which are generally not subject to capital gains taxes for everyday use, Bitcoin's classification creates an inherent disincentive for spending.
This regulatory framework is designed for investment purposes, not for routine transactions, and it fundamentally undermines Bitcoin's ability to function as a practical, everyday payment tool.
A proposed solution: the de minimis exemption, recognizing the stifling effect of this tax policy on innovation and everyday use, some U.S.
lawmakers have proposed a logical fix, a de minimis exemption for small cryptocurrency transactions.
This exemption would mean that gains from personal transactions under a certain threshold, such as purchases under $50 or $200, would not be subject to capital gains tax.
Such a policy would mirror how foreign currency transactions are often treated for personal use.
For example, if someone uses foreign currency to buy groceries, the IRS typically does not require them to report the transaction as a taxable event.
The goal of the de minimis exemption is to remove the punitive paperwork burden from minor, everyday purchases.
By exempting small transactions from capital gains tax, the policy would reduce the administrative complexity for individuals and encourage the use of Bitcoin for everyday spending.
This approach would align the regulatory framework with the practical realities of cryptocurrency adoption, making it more accessible for everyday users.
The de minimis exemption is a critical step toward unlocking Bitcoin's potential as a medium of exchange rather than a speculative investment asset.
It would allow individuals to use Bitcoin for routine purchases without the fear of triggering a tax liability.
This regulatory adjustment could significantly accelerate the adoption of Bitcoin as a payment method, bridging the gap between its current status as an investment vehicle and its potential as a mainstream currency.
Scaling tech versus regulatory clarity. While scaling solutions like the Lightning Network continue to improve Bitcoin's transaction speed and cost efficiency, their adoption for daily payments is hampered by the foundational tax issue.
The Lightning Network, for instance, enables near-instant transactions with minimal fees, making it a promising technology for everyday use.
However, even with these advancements, the regulatory environment remains a major barrier.
Why would merchants and consumers go through the hassle of integrating a new payment system if its use automatically generates a tax reporting obligation for the customer?
The answer lies in the mismatch between the technological capabilities of Bitcoin and the regulatory framework that governs its use.
The Lightning Network and other scaling solutions are designed to make Bitcoin fast and cheap, but without regulatory clarity, these innovations cannot fully realize their potential.
The tax policy creates a disincentive for individuals to spend Bitcoin, which in turn discourages merchants from accepting it as a payment method.
This creates a vicious cycle. The lack of adoption reduces the incentive for further innovation, while the absence of regulatory reform perpetuates the status quo.
The path forward requires a two-pronged approach.
First, the technology must continue to evolve to be fast and cheap, ensuring that Bitcoin can handle the demands of everyday transactions.
Second, the regulatory environment must adapt to facilitate, rather than hinder, its use.
Clear, sensible tax rules are essential for cryptocurrency to transition from the investment portfolio to the checkout line.
Without regulatory reform, the technological advancements of Bitcoin will remain underutilized, and the dream of buying a coffee with Bitcoin will remain an unattainable goal.
The critical takeaways: regulatory reform as the key to adoption. The article's central argument is that the primary barrier to Bitcoin's adoption as a payment method is not technological but regulatory.
The U.S.
tax policy, which treats cryptocurrency as property rather than currency, creates a disincentive for individuals to spend their Bitcoin.
Every transaction is subject to capital gains tax, which adds administrative complexity and discourages everyday use.
This regulatory framework is designed for investment purposes, not for routine transactions, and it fundamentally undermines Bitcoin's ability to function as a practical, everyday payment tool.
The proposed solution, a de minimis exemption for small transactions, offers a way to address this issue.
By exempting minor purchases from capital gains tax, the policy would reduce the administrative burden on individuals and encourage the use of Bitcoin for everyday spending.
This approach would align the regulatory framework with the practical realities of cryptocurrency adoption, making it more accessible for everyday users.
However, the broader challenge remains. Without regulatory reform, Bitcoin's potential as a payment method will always be constrained by the tax system's outdated approach.